Hello, this is Vivi on 90.8 FM Radio Campus Grenoble with English Talk Radio. My guest today is Emily Waddell, bosswoman of 90.8 FM, and she'll be cooking a famous French dish and will take us through this recipe step by step. Welcome back to ETR, Emily.
Thank you, Vivi.
What will you be preparing for us tonight?
Okay, so I prepare something very French and come from my childhood, who is la blanquette de veau. So maybe
Ooh,
you can say
veal
it.
Stew.
Yeah, veal stew.
Okay, it sounds difficult.
Definitely not. It's just meat with vegetables, and you have to cook some rice. So I think it can be prepared by all of you listeners of the 90.8 FM.
So I'm going to read out the ingredients, because if I can find them, because yeah. This is the first thing. So I think you should say them in French too.
Yeah, definitely I can. Yes.
First of all, we need calf shoulder.
Il faut 600 grammes d'épaule d'agneau. Alors pour le coup là, pour 4 personnes, we make with 800 grams.
Okay, one onion, 2 carrots, 1 leek, 1 sprig of celery, 1 clove garlic. And then it says 2 cloves. Is that 2 cloves
yes,
of garlic?
Yes, but we didn't make it. We didn't take...
Oh, we didn't do that.
Yeah, because I have my special thing, you know.
Your special special.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
We take some bouillon.
Yep.
Yeah, and we make some red onion and yellow onion, because the red one just makes some sweet.
Yes.
And
yes.
We make some butter and some Parisian mushrooms and no sugar, but butter.
Okay, bouquet garni, salt, pepper, 2 liters of veal stock.
Yeah.
Now, you made that beforehand. You made mm-hmm. that at home ahead of time.
Yeah.
Yeah? How did you make that?
So I just cut the meat, and I have to just cut all of the vegetables. So you cut carrots by slice, and mushroom the same, but you can take a little, you know, mushroom in a box.
Right,
when it's prepared.
Right.
And you take the cream, and you take the onions, and you cut it in slice, so... Yes, I prepare it.
Okay, we also had the onions. We talked about that. We have the butter, salt, sugar, mushrooms,
yeah.
Half a lemon, more butter. Oh, that's for the sauté.
Yeah.
Flour, salt, pepper, and the broth, and the cream.
Yeah.
Now, what is this? This is different.
Yeah. It's a jaune d'œuf. It's like, you know, just the yellow of the eggs.
Yeah, I know.
But
the yolk, we say in English.
The yolk.
Yolk.
The yolk.
Yeah, it's a very strange word. See, it's written down here.
Yeah.
Y-O-L-K.
Yeah.
It's a very strange word. Okay, and lemon juice.
And lemon juice.
And lemon juice. So we've got the... we've got the ingredients for veal stew. So let's get back now to... What is the preparation time frame, Emily?
It's very, very quick, because it just maybe 20 minutes just to make it okay. And after, we just have to cook it in a pot. So it's... And after, you just let it during 1 or 2 hours, and more it's cooked, more it's better.
The longer it cooks, the better it tastes. Is that right?
We always say it in English for, in French, sorry, for the blanquette de veau.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes the meat softer.
Definitely. And the cream very soft, and the, you know, the cream keep on the veal very soft,
right.
And it's very great.
It clings to the veal.
Definitely.
The cream clings to the veal.
Yeah.
Okay, how do we start? First thing, what would you do first? I mean, you've done the shopping, you've got all your ingredients, you're in your kitchen, you've got the right pots.
Yeah, definitely.
And what's the first thing you would do to start?
So you take the veal, you take your butter, and you take your bigger pot that you have in your kitchen. You put 1 or 2 slices of butter, you know. not too little, not too big. Mm-hmm. And after you put the butter on the pot, you just hot it, you warm it, and you put the veal in slice. So mm-hmm. it's like a cube.
A cube.
Yeah, mm-hmm. cubes of veal. Mm-hmm. And you put the pot, you put all of it in the pot, and you brass it, you know, mm-hmm. with...
Baste it, we say. You baste it.
With mm-hmm. The butter. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a kind of brown colors, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. okay, after 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you always have to be in your kitchen for that.
One thing I didn't ask you, Emily, which I really should, if we're going to go and buy this veal at the butcher...
Yeah, definitely. I go at La Place Saint-Clair.
Saint-Clair.
Yeah, and Saint-Clair. I have a very, very, very nice butcher.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very
well,
nice.
Well, come on, tell us the name of the shop.
I don't remember. It's like Rebiffez-vous.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know where that is. Very nice people.
Between Little Warung, voilà. Who make the best pad thai in Grenoble, and Le Super U.
Yeah.
And it's very great.
So if I'm going in there and I'm... Oh, wait a minute. She's checking her pots. That's what she's doing. So what I was going to say is if I go in there... And I think you just switched it off again.
Sorry.
If I go in there, what should I ask for in French?
Okay,
the
so
meat.
You say, I want to have veal for a blanquette.
No, en français.
Bonjour, monsieur. Bonjour, because it's very important. Bonjour, je voudrais de la viande pour une blanquette de veau pour 4, 5, 6 personnes.
Voilà.
And you say, okay, it's... 600 grams. It's one kilogram.
And that is enough for 6 to 8 people.
Yeah, and we take 800 grams for mm-hmm. this night. Mm-hmm.
So, what do we do after that? We've got the preparation time. We've got our ingredients. We know it's not difficult.
No.
What do we do after that? What's next?
So, we have to peel the carrots. And to slice it, so peel, slice the carrot, slice the onion, so red onion and yellow onion, and after that, so you have your veal who is brown on your pot, and it's brown, and you cook it, and you have to add 2 big spoons of flour.
Right.
Yeah.
Farine, madame.
Yeah, farine. And after it, you have to add 2 glasses of water. You say, you make some water in your blanket? And I say, yes, I make some water. So you put two glasses of water in the blanket with the flour. And after it, you add the less cheaper wine, the white one, in the pot.
How do you prepare the vegetables? Basic.
Very basic. You just peel it.
Yep.
So you say to me, all people say, no, that's all they have. So peel it.
Right.
And you slice it in, maybe 1 centimeter for the carrots.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very little slice.
Mm-hmm.
And very, very slicey for the onions. Red for the sweets and yellow for... the onion characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are listening to 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble. I've said next, oven temperature. Forget the oven. There is no oven involved, madame.
No oven. Sorry, Vivi. But next time, I'll do something to oven. Maybe a tartiflette.
Okay, what's the most important step, would you say?
I think it's the first one. It's the veal with the butter. Because if there is no butter in your pot, it's just gonna burn.
Right.
And it's like... ugh.
So once you start that basting and you started to put the veal in and you put in the butter and the flour, then you see how much more you need. And that's just technique to keep it moist because you don't want it to be dry.
No.
Right?
It's my blood.
Why are you laughing at me? I'm being serious. No. I'm being creative here.
It's in my blood. So you always have a nice. So you don't have... during 15 minutes, you always have to go... after your pot, and after it's 1, 2, or maybe 3 hours that you can just take your computer, take the radio, take a bath, all the things that you want, and the pot just go just by itself. But 15 first minutes, it's the very, very critic thing.
Okay. I would say with this dish, the preparation is the most time-consuming and the most important.
Yeah.
Because once you've got all your ingredients together, I don't mean the shopping. Shopping's done. You've got everything here, and it's all together.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think the preparation is just the best, and you always have to take the fresh ingredients. And the fresh ingredient, it's maybe the thing that it's the very important, because you can't just, you know, open some box and put the box.
Right.
So you have to take the time to peel the thing and just have to try to make it very better and make a very, you know, very beautiful slices and things like this. So, yeah.
So the quality of the meat, obviously you've told us you went to a very nice, good butcher.
Yeah.
So the quality of the meat's important.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you're going to cook it for a long time.
Yeah.
You don't want some weird meat that's going to dry up or...
No.
I don't know, what does meat do?
No.
You know, you're talking a couple of hours. So
yeah, definitely.
It's got to be good quality.
Yeah.
And the vegetables too.
Yeah, definitely. The better is to go to Le Marché de l'Estacade on Sunday and go to the little producer and just look at the quality. So if you are not bio, you know, biologic vegetable, it's not a problem, because if the vegetable just come very close to home is the most important, I think.
All right, so you've got your vegetables, you've got your meat. Those are the two main ingredients, but you used other things. You used the bouillon, you used the flour, you used the butter.
Yeah, so the bouillon come with the water and the white wine. So when it's the cheaper wine, it's better. It's always like this with the blanquette.
Not just for that. For all sorts of cooking. Did it all stop? Something stopped.
Yeah, quelque chose qui
brûle. It's all stopped. Hang on. Okay, Emily's going to go and fix it because I think things started to change. So I'm going to pretend that I know what I'm talking about. And it smells wonderful. So I'm hoping... one of the secrets I didn't tell you about the show is we're going to actually eat it, the recipe tonight. We have invited some guests who are in the kitchen with us, but they're being very quiet and very well behaved. But I think that's because one of them didn't get the other one a glass of wine, which would be a useful thing to do. And Emily's working hard at making sure that nothing sticks. And you have to have a microphone, Emily. We can't hear what you're saying without a microphone.
I think Martin can speak about the blanquette now.
Oh, Martin.
Well, I want to be as emotional. It doesn't come from my childhood. I haven't been educated at the blanquette, but I did it once and it went fine. So I can confirm that it's not hard at all.
So you think it's a recipe that you're all French here, except me. You think it's a recipe that from your childhood that you remember, that it was something that was made?
Yeah, by your 20s, you always have encounter a blanquette.
And the blanquette is for Sunday lunch or for holidays or...
Oh, whichever. Really, it's for blanquette time, you know, it's like l'apéro, it comes when it comes.
Okay.
Definitely a winter plate, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Don't do it in
you
August.
Definitely, it's like...
This is France, monsieur, we don't do anything in August. Oops, sorry.
you can't make it, you know, like la tartiflette or la raclette, it's always in winter.
Right.
Like the pot-au-feu or things like this, and... the best thing it's la blanquette mm-hmm. when you just recook it. Yes, mm-hmm. after and go to the microwave is the best thing ever.
Oh, you mean for the leftovers?
Definitely. And it's always better after the microwaves.
Mm.
But I have a special trick with my blanket. So mm-hmm. I explained before. Yep. I make some mushroom with olive oil.
Right.
And a little herbal thing. So mm-hmm. it's very, very good. And we just peel the mushroom and just slice it.
Right.
It just go in this plate.
The sauté pan.
Yes.
Yeah.
A pan. Yeah. And we just peel it, just slice it with oil and with all of the herbal thing that you have in the kitchen. You put all of the pain and after... Gonna very, very good with the blanket and some rice.
When you say it goes very well with the blanket, you're not putting in them together.
No.
They're two separate dishes.
Yeah.
But this is a very good dish that goes very well with the blanket. That's
definitely.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So my next question is... Oh, the bouillon. We didn't talk about the bouillon.
Yeah.
You know, you just made that from a cube.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying that's what we can do.
When you want to make your own bouillon, you can just take, you know, the last thing of the chicken, okay? And you put your chicken in a big pot with water.
Right.
And you cook it, and there is some bouillon who just come. Yes,
stock we call it. That's what I do. I make chicken stock.
Yeah.
Again in the winter.
Yeah, but it's very long, and you can do it. You know, if you go to the market and just buy a chicken, mm-hmm. and after you say, okay, what we can do with the you know the worst. You can make your own bouillon and make a blanket just the same day after.
Ah, yes. Very clever.
It's zero waste.
Yeah. So I would ask you, when did you develop an interest in cooking?
Mm. In fact, I began La Radio with a cooking show, La Popote, in 2015. It was my first show. So it was... 4 years ago now.
I remember it.
Yeah.
I was very excited. I thought, oh, another woman in radio. Ooh.
Yeah. And when I came to Grenoble to be a student, my mother, my grandmother always make your own thing, never buy some industrial things. So when I come to Grenoble, I begin to know, you know, the past, mm-hmm. the pie past in mm-hmm. the plastic, and I didn't know why it exists. I can't know before, and I don't know that there is some, you know, cheese in a box with just
râpé,
le fromage râpé.
Mm-hmm.
What the name in English?
You are prepared food.
Yeah.
Prepared
grated
food.
Cheese. So I don't know that there is grated cheese in supermarkets.
Yeah.
So when I was 18, so my mother and my grandmother have a very good job with me, and I always cooked when I was a teenager, and now it's maybe more difficult because I have an active life, so I cook less, but I was very young when I...
So cooking was important in your family?
Yes.
Grandmother, mother, daughter.
And one of my grandfather was a cooker.
Yes.
Yeah, and give me a very old book.
Yes.
And study cooking. And my father study cooking too. So it was like...
A cooking family.
Yeah.
Favorite type of food? What's your favorite type? If you had the last meal and you only had one meal, what would it be?
Okay, I have two kind. Cheesy thing, like tartiflette and raclette, because I come from Savoie.
Ah.
And the other thing, it's about fish. And I like sushi. I can just die for sushis, but...
We're looking deep into your soul tonight. Okay, so where are we now? How long until this dish is ready to eat?
I think it's okay now, Martin. What do you think about? Martin think it's good? Yeah.
I think this is a phony show. It's supposed to be Emily cooking, and now Martin has taken over because of the interview.
No, so I think it's a little bit soft. So we make some flour to, you know, compact.
Yes, yes.
Sauce.
Okay, and you have to do that with the recipes. You have to adjust. If it's a little too thin, you have to make it thicker. If it's a little thick, you have to make it thinner. Yeah. And in time, you learn to do that, right?
Yeah, definitely. So if you saw that it's so soft, you have to add some flour. Mm-hmm. And if it's so compact, you have to maybe put more wine. But we have no wine, so
We have lots of wine.
But we can put some water.
Speaking of wine... What kinds of wine would you suggest with veal stew?
Oh, I'm not... maybe a beer.
No.
All of the people who just listen to the show just say, oh. No, I think it's a red one. And it's a very soft meat. So I think a Côte du Rhône, you know, a kind of a wine with character. So a Côte du Rhône.
I looked it up and it said white wine.
No, red one.
I can't believe that.
No?
I must have been looking at English books.
Okay, so if English books say white one, okay, let's go on.
The aroma is wonderful. Well, maybe not.
Ça sent un peu le brûlé, en fait. Hein.
Must it almost be time to eat? Let's go down to the preparation time again.
Yeah.
How long has it taken you to get to this point?
Maybe 20 minutes. And after, you just let cook it just very alone. Mm-hmm. And you just have to be careful. It's always some sauce. It's very, very important.
All right. So when you chose this dish, you chose it because it was a favorite from your family.
Yeah, kind of.
A winter dish, something that you have in the winter.
Yeah.
Maybe on a Sunday lunch or something like that.
And you can prepare it during the week, you know, when you go at school or you go at work, you just take it in a Tupperware and you just go, and you can be, it can be in the microwave. It's very, very delicious with rice.
You keep saying that, but we have to have the first one before we can get to the second one. So, best part of cooking for you? Not the eating. I'm not counting the eating.
I think it's the way that you have to go to the grocery and go to the butcher and go, you know, to the little shop to just take the thing, because you speak with people and you say to your butcher, je voudrais du veau pour faire une blanquette et pour quatre personnes, et il dit oui, mais alors there is some meat and you have to take just 800 grams of veal, and I said no, I want to have 1 kilo, and we have not, you know, okay with the recipe. So it's, I think the best part is just before.
You like that bit. You have other recipes, of course you do. We'll have you back on and do that again at some other point. But you chose veal today. Why? Because it's winter? Because it reminds you of family? Or
You asked me a very traditional French plate, and as Martin said, that it's a classic, like la blanquette de veau. Mm. Yeah, and it's very, I think, convivial, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just discussed during 1 hour, during it's like the vegetable and things like this. So it's a shared plate, so it's very great.
So when you eat it tonight, when we all eat it tonight, you'll be thinking of that, of your family, and you will say thank you to your grandmother. I give you a chance now to say thank you to your grandmother and your mother.
Yeah, thank you, mom and grandmother and all of my family.
And when we're finished tonight, who's going to clean up the kitchen?
I can do it.
No, you're the cook. You don't have to clean up the kitchen. Okay, we're going to try and put this recipe on the onto the website.
www.campusgrenoble.com. www.grenoble.org.
And how many people is this recipe for?
Four or five people.
Okay. Best part of cooking, I've asked you that already, so I am now going to say thank you, Emily Waddell.
Thank you, Vivi, to
coordinator of Radio Campus Grenoble for cooking with English Talk Radio tonight. And hurry up, I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat. Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Vivi.
We'll try to find some way of putting the recipe up with the podcast, which you can find on www.campusgrenoble.org. English Talk Radio airs Wednesday 1900, Sunday 12:30 on 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble. Thanks to our guest, Emily Waddell, bosswoman of Radio Campus Grenoble. English Talk Radio.